Las Vegas, New Mexico. That's right, the original Las Vegas, founded in 1835. You wouldn't think to look at it now, but Las Vegas is considered by many to have been at one time the roughest town on the frontier. In fact, in his book, Wildest of the Wild West, historian Howard Bryan says Las Vegas was by far the roughest.
The lawless history of Las Vegas, New Mexico, had long been one of the best-kept secrets in the history of the Western frontier, surpassing Tombstone, Deadwood, and Dodge City in violence. For example, Dodge City, Kansas, often regarded as one of the most violent towns in the West, recorded only 6 or 8 killings during its heyday in 1878. Las Vegas, on the other hand, recorded nearly 30 killings during a 30-day period in 1880, its heyday.
Another thing that's not too widely known is that this little town and the surrounding countryside have been the locale for many, many feature films going all the way back to the earliest days of the silent westerns. Silent stars Helen Holmes and Romaine Fielding shot many films in Las Vegas, including Fielding's 1913 two-reeler, The Rattlesnake. Cowboy star Tom Mix also shot many of his earliest films in Las Vegas and even had a production facility here.
Tom Mix was a real cowboy. Even though he was born in Pennsylvania, he was like a lot of other 19th century East Coast kids who dreamed of going to the West, but unlike many of his friends, Tom Mix made his dreams come true. He became a real rodeo champion. He became noticed by Hollywood talent scouts, and he became a movie star simply because he was a real cowboy who knew what he was doing. He found Las Vegas, New Mexico, on a train trip going back from Hollywood to see the folks back home in Pennsylvania. He stopped at Las Vegas on one of those trips, got off the train to stretch his legs, and as he said, for the next 25 years of his life, he just instantly fell in love with the town. And he meant it. He shot 4 films in Las Vegas, and he took advantage of the local scenery to improvise locations in the script. And until he died in 1940, Tom Mix said he'd live in Las Vegas, New Mexico forever if only he could escape Hollywood, which of course he never did.
Yeah, Tom Mix was quite a character. He loved Las Vegas, and so did I. That's me in the middle up there. How can you stay away from a place that was so good to you, that's got such a timeless beauty? Yeah, I came back to see Las Vegas. Won't you come with me? And the film industry keeps coming back to Las Vegas. Ever since the Tom Mix days, there's been a pretty steady stream of feature films shot here in full or in part. Red Dawn highlighted Las Vegas' incredible variety of scenery, skies, and climate. The Ballad of Gregorio Cortez was set in the West of 100 years ago, easily recreated on Las Vegas' Old Town Plaza. Las Vegas' architecture and look, quite unexpected for the Southwest, was put to good use in A Fool for Love. It's not surprising Las Vegas is such a popular film location. It's nestled right between the Rocky Mountains and the plains, so just about every type of terrain, and certainly every type of architecture, is right here. In fact, Las Vegas has over 900 homes and buildings on the National Register of Historic Places. Yeah, production folks just seem to find Las Vegas an easy place to work. That's partly because, well, the people in Las Vegas are still as warm and friendly as I remember them. They make it a pleasure to work here. In fact, a couple of years ago, The Hollywood Reporter, Daily Variety, and the Los Angeles Times reported that there were 2 features shooting in Las Vegas at once. One of them was a 1991 Turner television movie called A Miracle in the Wilderness, starring Kris Kristofferson. It took full advantage of the spectacular landscape around Las Vegas, and the mysterious Hermit's Peak was never far from the screen. Harry Hamburg, who's won Clio Awards for directing some of the best-known commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Toyota, AT&T, and others, is understandably enthusiastic about Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is an amazing place. It has a tremendous historical background, and I've seen places there, homes and businesses, which cover every era from two centuries, from Victorian era to modern, to very home-like Midwestern things. Wherever you turn, there seems to be another part of the United States in some street that's there. And I think that that wide variety, you could do locations and locations right, you know, within blocks of each other and have very easy movement of your equipment trucks and your crews, which make for a much more efficient kind of production. But every time I go there, the people are very, very nice. They seem very cooperative. And everyone seems to be happy. It's a great place. I love it.
Las Vegas really does have everything for any production, from a period piece to modern to westerns. Not only an extraordinary variety of looks in town, but nearby, too. Mountains, lakes, rivers, and wide open plains, and all sorts of recreation for crew and cast. Hiking, riding, downhill and cross-country skiing, fishing, skating, even natural hot springs. Many fine restaurants, hotels, and motels, an abundance of livestock available for photography, several university campus settings and cover set facilities. Las Vegas's airport has a runway long enough for a jetliner, and the Albuquerque airport is just 2 hours down the interstate. And just 65 minutes away is Santa Fe, with its pool of gifted actors and technicians. Just recently, an ABC TV movie, To Save a Child, was shot in Las Vegas, and in fact, Las Vegas's unusual flavor, history, and legends have inspired a number of original scripts set right here. But enough talking about Las Vegas. Won't you join me for one last look at what's probably the oldest small-town film location in the U.S. that still is a film location? Las Vegas, New Mexico. Well, it's meant a lot to me to see Las Vegas again, and I hope you've enjoyed it too. Now, I'm not claiming that every movie that's ever been made has been shot in Las Vegas, New Mexico, but probably a lot more than you realize, and now you know why.